And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. In the early 1940s, when Nancy Simmons was just a young girl, her family moved to Atlanta, where her dad held some interesting jobs, including managing one of Atlanta's best-known hotels. In the StoryCorps Atlanta booth, she tells her son Kent some unforgettable memories from growing up in what is now an Atlanta landmark.
I don't really remember moving to Atlanta, but I'm told that we moved to Atlanta about 1940-41. Rich's department store brought my dad to Atlanta to open the gourmet food department, and the candy department was called Nancy Lou Candies, and that was me.
He named it for you.
Yeah.
How about that? Where did you initially live?
Well, first, when Rich has moved my dad here, we moved to Peachtree Memorial Drive. We lived there until the Georgian Terrace recruited Dad, I guess is the only way to say it. And we moved into the Georgian Terrace Hotel about 1943.
What are some interesting things about living in the hotel?
I did silly things like I ran the elevator. I mean, those were the elevators before punch buttons, and you had a real lever that you move to move the elevator up and down.
So you ran the elevator, meaning you would hop on the elevator and just go up and down?
Exactly, go up and down. And then I also also can remember roller skating in what is now the ballroom of the Georgian Terrace Hotel, because there was a tiled floor in there at the time. And that, of course, I did never learn to ride a bike because I was brought up in the hotel, never learned to ride a bike. But I learned to roller skate quite well. There was a roller rink down Ponce de Leon from the Georgian Terrace, and I would go down there. And
did you own your own roller skates?
Oh,
did you
yes.
have to rent them?
And they were the kind that they had a key, and they fit on your shoes, and you had to twist the key at the front of the skates to make them fit you.
So where'd you go shopping for groceries living?
Didn't need groceries. No. And only ate in the dining room of the hotel or had room service, which my mom and dad did, because they ate very late because there was a bar in the Georgian Terrace. And my dad had to be sure that everything was taken care of there and it was closed up properly before he could eat dinner. So I ate by myself in the Georgian Terrace dining room all my childhood.
So when you had your friends come and spend the night, what were things that y'all did?
Oh, tried to get in trouble in the hotel. The 10th floor of the Georgian Terrace was the linen room, which is where all the sheets and blankets and whatnot for the whole hotel were kept. Now, this is like junior high school days. That was in the days when it was really the best thing to do was to have a suntan. And you could go up on the roof of the Georgian Terrace. And I can remember we would take a rollaway bed that was to be used in hotel rooms when needed and go out on the roof and lie in the sun, you know, with baby oil and iodine on us. And I can remember one time we were pitching stones off of the roof onto Peachtree Street. Mm-hmm. And I got in trouble for doing that. They came up and they said, by then we had left the roof, needless to say. But we were found out and sternly reprimanded for throwing rocks off the roof of the Georgian Terrace. And I was not a child that got in lots of trouble. I couldn't go on the roof forever, probably, at that point.
So living in the hotel, did you have to clean your own room, do things like that?
No, didn't do any of that.
So you had maid service?
Oh, yes, had daily maid service and clean sheets all the time. They were always white sheets. That's the reason I don't have any white sheets.
So that's why you don't have white sheets in the house?
I don't have any white sheets.
Because you got tired of them.
Yeah.
That was Nancy Simmons talking to her son, Kent, about growing up in the Georgian Terrace Hotel. The story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts WABE's StoryCorps booth. To book a time with a friend or a loved one, visit us online at wabe.org/StoryCorps.